Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yivam ist per Yud Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Okay, again, we're talking about the previous complication. A woman did not listen to the halacha, and she did not wait 3 months between one marriage and the other. She gets married, she has a baby. We don't know if this is a nine-month baby, and the father is the first husband, or it's a seven-month baby, and the father is the second husband. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. One of the husbands of this woman, they didn't wait 3 months. Yisrael, he was a Yisrael. The Echad, and the other husband, Kayin. So when this son is going to be in shul, and the Gabi will come over to him and say, are you a Kayin? He's going to say, I don't know, maybe. Just trying to illustrate the problem. I'm sure he's not mechuyev to embarrass himself. He could just say, no. Don't give me an aliyah for a Kayin. Doesn't have to explain why. But that's the least of his problems. When it comes to getting married, what if there's a woman that's not roi for a Kayin? It could be he's allowed to marry her, because it could be he's not a Kayin, but could be he is. He can't take a chance. Like the Mishnah, Noisa Isha Ru'uya L'Kayin, he can only marry a woman that is fit for a Kayin. The Einam Atam L'Meisim, he can't. If a local Chevra Kadisha asks him to join, he can't, because maybe he's a Kayin. The Im Nitma, if he was Oyvan, he wasn't Matam himself to a mess, Einoi Saifik. He won't get Malkus, because maybe he's not a Kayin. When it comes to eating Truma, he can't eat Truma. The Eina Eichel B'Truma, because maybe he's not a Kayin. The Im Achel, if he does eat Truma, B'Shoigeg, Eina Meshalim Karen V'Chaimish. He does not pay the principal amount plus the Chaimish, plus the fifth, because maybe he's a Kayin. And the rule is when it comes to money, V'Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. You want to take money away from someone, you have to prove that that person owes the money to you. And we can't prove that he owes the money because maybe he is a Kayin. Maybe he had a right to eat Truma. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the Eina Chaylik, he does not line up to receive a Chaylik of Truma ala Goyin by the threshing floor where they distributed the Truma. Umaychera Truma. From his own produce, he has to separate Truma, but he's not obligated to give it to a Kayin. Same reason. Let the Kayin prove that he's not a Kayin. In other words, he can say to the Kayin, look, maybe I'm a Kayin, maybe I don't have to give anyone Truma. I can't eat it because I'm not sure, but he could sell it. Umaychera Truma, he can sell his own Truma, v'adamim shalaya, the money is his. The einai chaylik b'kachay amigdash. For example, the hides of the kachim that are distributed amongst the Kayhanim, he doesn't get a chaylik. The einai chaylik, we don't give him to be makriv kadashim. But on the other hand, the ein mitziyim, we don't take away Shaloi, his own kachim, yadai, from his hand. When he's makir b'karbon, we can't force him to give it up. Upatim and azroi v'lechayim v'akeva. Maybe you remember this in the Sechtes Cholim. There's a chiyuv to give these parts of the animal to a kayin. Zroi is the foreleg, like zroi and the tuya. L'chayim are the jaws. And the keva is the stomach. But he doesn't have to, because maybe he's a kayin himself. And if and when his animal gives birth to a pchar, he does not have to give it to a kayin. Rather, he lets it graze until it gets a mum. The bottom line is, because we don't know if he's a kayin or a Yisrael, he has the chumrais, the stringencies of both. Well, what if Hayushneihem Kayhanim? The first husband and the second husband were both Kayhanim. So although the child doesn't know who his father is, he doesn't know which Kayin, but he knows his father is a Kayin. So who Einin Aleihem? Either one of these people, these two fathers, passes away, then the son is going to fulfill the halachis of an Einin. Einin is at the beginning of Shiva. He's called an Einin. An Einin can't do the Avaida. An Einin can't eat the meat of a carbon on the day that their close relative passed away, because for all we know, one may be his father. V'heim Einanim Olav. Also, as far as the two husbands are concerned, if the son dies, they have to adhere to the halachis of an Einin. They won't be able to eat kachim on the first day of the Shiva. Hu Einam Etam Alehem, the son cannot make himself tameh to any of the husbands if they pass away, even though normally a kohen can be metame himself to his father, but he's not sure that any one of these are his father. For the same reason, they can't be metame themselves to him. Who ain't a Yarish Aysan, the son who doesn't know which husband is his father, he can't Yarishin that father. The other brothers can say, look, who says he's our brother? Prove you're our brother, then you'll have a chalik with us in the Yerusha. But he has no way of proving it. Aval Hain Yarshin Oisei, but the husbands do inherit the son. If the son dies without children, they're going to divide the Yerusha between themselves. Now, let's remember a little bit from the Masechtas Bava Basra. If a person passes away without children, who yarshins him? His father. So if this son died without children, they're going to divide the Yerusha, these two fathers, amongst themselves. Who's going to stop them? If the son had his own children, those sons are going to yarshin him. That's the halacha anyway. But if he didn't have any children, it goes back up to the father. Either could be two fathers. Nishwan Kantaina, it's me, not you. Okay, but they have nothing to lose by dividing it amongst themselves. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Upatr al Makasi val Kili Lase Shalze Vishalze. Normally, if someone bemazed with Hasra in warning of Edim hits or curses his father, he would be Chayiv Misa. But this person would not be Chayiv, not for the first husband, not for the second husband, because we don't know who his real father is. Of course, this is not just Nogeya to if their fathers were a Kayan. The same would be true if either one or both would be Yisraela. Vayter says the Mishnah, V'oila b'mishmari shel zeh v'shel zeh. The son goes up to the Beis HaMikdash and he does the Avodah with the Mishmer. The Mishmer is the shift of Kehanim. They were broken up into families of both the first and second husband. When it's their turn to serve, he shows up. What's the problem? He is a Kayan for sure, he just doesn't know who his father is. But the rest of the Mishmer can't stop him. The only thing is, V'enai chaylek, when it comes to dividing the meat, or the iris, or the hides of the karbanais, they can say, prove that you're part of our Mishmer. So while they can't stop him from doing the avaida with them, when it comes to money, once again, we apply the halacha, prove that we owe it to you, and then we'll give it to you. And he can't prove, because he doesn't know which Mishmer he belongs to. He knows he belongs to one of the two, but he doesn't know which one. However, ima yushneim b'mishmer echad, if it so happens that both husbands belong to the same shift of kehani, then noitel chelik echad, and he's going to take one chelik, because one chelik is for sure his. He's not going to take two chelakim, because he only had one father. But not knowing who his father is makes no difference. He was for sure a kohen, and he was for sure from this mishmer. So not only can they not stop him from doing the avodah with them, they also have to give him his chelik. Okay, so quickly chazing over our mishnah, Masechtas Yevamim is Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The first husband is a Kayin, the second one is a Yisrael. The child is a Safik Kayin, Safik Yisrael. So he has the chumras of both. He can only marry a woman that's roi for a Kayin. He cannot be metame himself lemeis, although he wouldn't get malchus if he did. He can't eat truma, but if he did eat truma, he would not pay the keren v'chaimesh. He can't line up with the other kehanim on the threshing floor to get his share of truma. When he separates his own truma, he's not mechuyev to give it to the Kayin. He can sell it. Does not get a chelik in the Kadshei HaMikdash. They don't have to give him Kaddishim, but his own Kaddishim they can't take away from him. He's potter to give the Matnais Kunah, the Zeroya L'chaim V'akeva. His own Pchar grazes until it gets a Mum. But if both fathers were Kehanim, when anyone dies, he has to have the Halachas of an Oinim, that's on the first day of Shiva. He can't do the Avaida. Same is true if he passes away for both fathers, they can't do the Avaida. Although a Kohen can be metame himself to his close relatives, he can't because he's not sure who his father is. He won't yarshin them because the other brothers will say, prove you're our brother. But the two fathers would yarshin him. They would have to split it 50-50. He would not be chayiv misa for a makah or a klala in regard to any fathers, even if it was bemezid behasra, because we're not sure which father is his. The Kehanim were divided into shifts. Each shift served for 2 weeks. On Yom Tov they all served. He could show up at any one of the shifts. They can't stop him from doing the Avodah. Remember, we know for sure he's a Kayan. What they could stop him is from getting his Chelek, because they can say, who says you're from our Mishmer? But if both of these fathers were not only both Kayhanim, but they were both in the same Mishmer, then they have no excuse not only not to stop him from doing the Avodah, but also to give him a chelik, because he says, Mamanushach, one way or another, whoever my father is, he was part of this Mishmer. And therefore, I have a right not only to do the Avaida, but also to get a Chelek. Now, let me ask you a question, Rabbi Yisai. I'm sure some of you may have or may have not thought of this. He doesn't know who his father is, right? Okay. He has two fathers, but they're both Kehanim. Mm-hmm. And he's a Kasher Kohen. Right. How is that possible? What do you mean? What happened to his first father? How was his mother allowed to marry a second person? What happened to the first father? Well, he died. So his mother's an Almana. An Almana can marry a Kohen. She just can't marry a Kohen Gadol. Okay. That's good in all cases except for one of them. There's one case here in the Mishnah where the Mishnah says that if the son dies, both fathers are an Einin. I thought the first one died. Oh, okay. So the first one didn't die. Let's say she got divorced from the first one. She didn't wait 3 months and got married again. Really? That means that the second Kayan married a Grusha. So he's not roy to do the Avaida. Then he's a Chalal. Then his father's a Pasul Kayan. We're talking about where both fathers are Kasher Kehanim. How could it be that you have two fathers, both are Kasher to do the Avaida? That means that the first marriage ended in divorce. If the reason she married the second husband is because she was an almana, then the first husband is not here. You're telling me a case where both are here. Not only both are here, both are right to do the Avaida. You're telling me halacha that they're both an Einin. Today they can't do the Avaida because maybe their son died. So Zakta Batanura. It would only be possible in the following case. In the first case, a man was Mekadosh a woman, and the Kiddushin was based that they fulfill a certain condition. And the condition was not fulfilled. There was a mistake over here. So she leaves without a get. And within 3 months, she gets married to someone else. She was allowed to get married to someone else. Because she was never married to the first one. On the other hand, because there was Kiddushin, it's just that it was based on a Tanai, so even though her first marriage was not a real marriage, she doesn't become possible to a Kayan. That would be the only way possible to have two fathers, two possible fathers, that are both Roy to do the Avodah.